Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache.
Here, take two of these.
Ah, Nuprin. Little. Yellow. Different. Look. You can stay here in the big leagues and play by the rules, or you can go back to the farm club in Aurora. It's your choice.
Yes, and it's the choice of a new generation.
Yeah, little, yellow, different, new print. It's from Wayne's World, if you don't recognize that clip. Okay, so tell me, these partners of the NFL that we probably didn't know about, Hardy.
Yeah.
Unexpected.
As this was published last September, 32 sponsors and licensees launching activations and social initiatives, including Roc Nation. This is was a newcomer last fall. Do you know what Roc Nation is,
Beto? Well, Roc Nation is Jay-Z, isn't it?
That is the Live Nation-owned music label that rapper Jay-Z is signed to. And they started a partnership with Roc Nation, naming it the league's official live music entertainment strategist. So that one we did know about. We just heard Jay-Z, but I didn't know it was Roc Nation.
Yeah, that one isn't a real. I mean, that was all part of that deal they signed in the way. You know, that was when he had those controversial comments about Colin Kaepernick, and we're past that and everything that happened with that. So okay.
Now right. we knew that Papa John's was out of the NFL's good graces.
Yes.
But did you know that last year was the second year of NFL sponsorship for Pizza Hut? And that Pizza Hut created an interactive collect-and-win game called Hut Hut Win. It ran all year and gave fans the chance to win over 10 million instant prizes. Hut Hut Win with Pizza Hut. So maybe players would be able to enjoy some Pizza Hut while they're
waiting. When was the last time you went to a Pizza Hut, Hardy?
I don't know, but let me tell you something. I messed up that Pizza Hut buffet on many occasions when I lived in Las Vegas, and there was one out in Framingham, and I probably haven't been there for, I'm going to say close to 10 years now, but the Pizza Hut lunch buffet used to be something special that I enjoyed very, very much. So far be it for me to goof on that. Something brand have you been to one? I don't think there is one around you, is
no,
there?
I mean, the one that I knew of locally, there was one on in Quincy, that down by the Four River Bridge. It's gone. It's not there anymore. Out of business. The last time I ever recall being in one was probably, I'm going to say, like 18 years ago.
Yeah,
I'm thinking back because I know the year because I was in college. It was my first year of college.
Okay.
Like there was one right near campus, and I don't think that's there anymore either.
Yeah. This is one that I didn't know about. Oakley has a four-year partnership with the NFL.
I know. I knew this one. Shields. They signed a big deal last year for the helmet shields.
Shields and eyewear.
Yeah.
So they had the option this last year for the first time of having prism clear shields, which apparently are supposed to provide more color and contrast. And, Oakley did commercials for it. And who knew? They had a big sponsorship celebration in Times Square last year with billboards and players wearing the shields and everything else. I would just like to see players maybe wearing some Oakley blades, getting some of the old what were the other Oakley? What were like the entry-level Oakley sunglasses? Were those the frogs? Those are the ones that you could get, you know, relatively inexpensively? You know,
I have to look. I'm looking for an image so I know which one those were. Yeah, those are them.
Yeah. We knew about Duncan So Dunkin' was an NFL partner last year. Bud Light, but they're not allowed to mention any alcohol. So I don't know how that makes it in. And this one I didn't know about either. Jersey Mike. Jersey Mike went on a 14-week college tailgate tour across the country, and apparently they had some kind of a deal set up with the NFL because of the unique 18-game structure. Brands that invest are usually about big spend, big engagement. It's not a place on a national level for small budgets with an expectation of a big ROI.
So what are they? They're investment. Like the official sub of the NFL?
According to this...
Or official sandwich maker of the NFL.
They went to college campuses, though, and they were giving out free samples. And when people would download or show the updated Jersey Mike's app or sign up for the newly launched My Mike's Rewards program, they could win stuff, tickets to a game.
Stuff. They could win a bunch of stuff.
So you could have a big Jersey Mike sub while you're waiting for your name to be called, presumably, if it's in the gift basket.
I hope they get Oakleys, like nice pair of Oakleys in their gift baskets.
That would be badass. Yeah, how pissed off is Zoe going to be? You know, for all the complaining that he does about what backup quarterbacks make now in the league, can you imagine if they give out free Oakley sunglasses to just, you know, guys who might be drafted this year, and he missed out on that one too.
And they all wear their sunglasses indoors for the draft, and it just sort of rips off Zoe's look. Like, he could get doubly screwed by this, right? Like, whoa, what is this? All of a sudden, it's the thing to do. All right, so NFL draft, a lot of rules, a lot of regulations, and a lot of gift baskets going out to various NFL draft prospects. One of those prospects a year ago was Jarrett Stidham, and there is yet another national guy who is down on the prospect of Stidham being the starting quarterback for the Patriots this season. We'll tell you about that. Also, we'll talk to Pete Thamel. You know him from his days at the New York Times. Now he's at Yahoo Sports and has been for a while. He's got a story today that sort of puts in context what Hardy had in headlines yesterday about the University of Cincinnati canceling men's soccer. Because just on the surface, you might say, what does that matter? Why do I care about men's soccer at the University of Cincinnati? Well, that move might be a precursor to a number of other moves in college sports, and it may have opened the floodgates for programs to start getting canceled everywhere. Pete Thamel has got the latest on that situation and what might happen to college sports. And also, just a short time ago, Pete Thamel reported within the last few minutes that Vice President Mike Pence, spoke with NCAA people in the last hour or so. They just got off a call, and Pete is breaking that story. So we'll have the latest on that, too. That's coming up at 12:35, so go nowhere.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I would say the Patriots are very firmly in the quarterback mix. They are just, they're so far back, you know, so I'm having trouble figuring out, like, what are they actually going to do? Because, you know, they're up in the 20s. I mean, you know, Jordan Love sliding into the teens and them grabbing him is a scenario that I've thought a lot about. They also had some success with Jimmy Garoppolo in the second round, so maybe they try to repeat that. They don't have a second rounder. So they either could trade back and create one, maybe, or they could use some third and fourths and trade up in the first round. The Patriots are going to take a quarterback probably with a premium pick. I would just imagine it's not at the pick they currently have. So I see the Patriots moving up for a quarterback or sliding back and then maybe also taking a quarterback.
All right, let's summarize that. That's Ian Rappaport of NFL Network. What he's saying is the Patriots are going to use a high pick, whether that be first, second, third round, somewhere in there, where they are going to be drafting a quarterback, in his opinion. Again, this is his opinion, but when you're talking about national reporters, a lot of times we have to assume that it is an informed opinion. Does that make sense? And if that's the case, what does he know? And what are they saying about Jarrett Stidham behind closed doors? Because here we are again with yet another national reporter who sort of seems down on the prospect of Jarrett Stidham being the quarterback for the Patriots in 2020.
Well, I never really fully bought in on Jarrett Stidham being the guy. That's number one. So anybody who is, you know, doubting whether or not that's going to happen, but if you're going to do that and you're going to somehow theorize that Stidham's not the guy, you better come up with what is obviously a better scenario. And is having Brian Hoyer in as your quarterback a better scenario than rolling with Jarrett Stidham and seeing how that plays out?
I don't think so.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
It could be in the short term, though. And if they don't have long-term plans for Stidham, I could see why Hoyer would start. I wouldn't say that I'd like that, of course. But if Hoyer ends up being the quarterback, as I said yesterday, that means bad things for Stidham and where he's at. If he can't win out the job over Brian Hoyer, then maybe he just isn't the guy, and he's not a draft pick that the Patriots think all that highly of, despite all the nice things they seem to say about him in terms of his work ethic and showing up and his teammates like him, all that stuff. You push that to the side. If they go back into the draft, they use a high pick and draft a quarterback, and Stidham's not the starter on week one and Hoyer is, that means they probably don't have long-term plans for Stidham, but they don't think he's that good.
Okay, so do you say the same thing if Cam Newton were to somehow become a Patriot and he ended up being the guy? Because I've heard this thrown out there, too, and it's like, oh, that's great. You get Cam Newton in there, you let Stidham, wait in the wings, learn what he can, and it's a short-term fix for the Patriots, and both Cam Newton and the Patriots kind of get to use each other to accomplish what they really want. How is that scenario different from having Hoyer be that guy as opposed to Cam Newton?
Well, I think it's different because the Hoyer move is in conjunction with using a high pick to draft someone because they don't feel they have their guy in the system and they're going to go back into the draft. Whereas with Cam Newton, he would be the third quarterback, and he would obviously be a temporary solution to the problem. And that you could sell me on. Stidham's not there yet. They still believe in him. They're not going back into the draft yet. They're going to make a temporary move to get a quarterback that's going to help bridge them to Stidham. They feel like he needs another year of development. You go out and draft a guy in the first, let's say second round. They go out and draft a guy in the second round this year. How am I supposed to read that other than they don't believe in Stidham? They don't think they have their guy. They have to go back into the draft because they keep feeling like they have to take another shot already.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
It doesn't look great for him, but in terms of like who actually gets the starting job, for the Patriots in the fall, and if it's not Jarrett Stidham, I don't know that it speaks more poorly of him if it's and again, it has to be somebody that we realize is not the long-term fix. And I don't think we think Cam Newton or Brian Hoyer is the long-term replacement plan for the Patriots at quarterback. Either one of those guys, you could see Stidham, rolling in and going. But when you're talking about drafting, that's something else entirely. You've got a draft pick. You've got a guy sitting there. You've got a guy who has, had a year, which isn't a ton of time. It's not like he's spent, Jimmy Garoppolo type of time sitting and watching and learning from Tom Brady, but desperate circumstances, and you need somebody to go in there. And, I think back to the second year with Jimmy Garoppolo. Would he have been ready to go in there and start? Well, we like to think so now because he was apparently so ready by the time he left that it seemed obvious that he was going to be the starting quarterback for somebody somewhere. But I don't know if we would have felt that way about Jimmy Garoppolo after just 1 year under Tom Brady.
I disagree, Hardy. I think if Brian Hoyer starts over Stidham, it's bad for Stidham. That's a bad look for Stidham. It's Hoyer. We know what Hoyer is. If Cam Newton comes in and starts over him, it's a different look, I think.
I totally agree.
You really don't know what success you're going to have with Cam Newton either. We know that you know, what he was during his MVP season.
If Cam Newton came in right now, he'd be the best quarterback on the roster that we know of.
We think so. We think so. The injury plays a huge part in this. This isn't Cam Newton from 5 years ago. This is Cam Newton 2020. And I'm still all for it. I think it'd be a fascinating exercise. You know, we're gonna have a season. I think is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be inherently more interesting than a lot of other ways this season could have played out. But I don't know that he's a dead solid lock for being that much better than anybody else. And if it's not going to be Stidham, it's not good for Stidham either way. I just don't think it's that much worse if it's Hoyer as opposed to Cam Newton.
One other Patriots item we did want to touch on today is the NFL has released a statement to Pro Football Talk about the status of the Patriots investigation from the December 8th game between the Bengals and Browns. Remember that?
Okay, hold on. January, February, March. Okay, that thing that was over 4 months ago.
Yes. Brian McCarthy, league spokesman, told Pro Football Talk in an email, "The matter remains under review." That's the statement.
Yes.
What's going on with that? The matter remains under review.
It's like having a stack of stuff on your desk and you're like, oh, that Patriots, Bengals, the video camera.
They don't have time to worry about this. Yeah. They're sending out Cool Ranch to all the draft picks.
Right.
Is it the same guy?
Spicy. Got to get those spicy Cheetos delivered.
So the same guy responsible for reviewing the Patriots investigation is the same guy who's in a conference room with all the stuff spread out over the table. The boxes from Frito-Lay and the boxes from Pepsi and all that stuff. And he's organizing it into smaller piles and then getting the priority mailboxes folded and put together. It's a small operation, the NFL. You know, we think of this being this big multi-billion-dollar enterprise. It's really just a handful of guys.
I need a Mountain Dew Zero for Tua's box. Where's Tua's box? I need a Mountain Dew Zero in here.
Yeah, if that guy's got to put together the gift baskets for the draft day guys, he can't be looking at that Patriots review. What are they doing? I would love to see the list of because you know there's a couple of guys who are tasked with handling this. You know, that's their responsibility. It's under their umbrella, and they probably have a guy or two who did nothing but that for weeks, maybe even months. I would love to get a glance at their calendar, you know? Give me a look at their phone or their computer and see what's on their list of day-to-day stuff. What have they been doing? What are they doing today? What is still being reviewed? And doesn't it seem like this is something that they need to know before the draft? I mean, one of the most plausible situations in all of this was that the Patriots were going to be docked a draft pick or two.
Well, not this year. It's 9 days away. I don't think it's going to happen this year.
So what are they going to come out with this thing? What is there left
to review? The matter is under review. The matter is still under review.
It's a pretty...
Can't be doling out a punishment if you're still reviewing the matter. And that's, by the way, Florio touches on that, saying with the draft only 9 days away, any punishment that would entail forfeiture of a 2020 draft pick would need to be issued soon.
You think?
And it says, it should be fairly simple to determine whether the video crew had or didn't have a connection to the football side of the business.
One would think.
Absent proof of such a connection, the punishment should be the equivalent of a parking ticket. If, on the other hand, such a connection exists, the Patriots could be in line for a significant punishment, especially in light of past incidents. I mean, that's not new information there.
No, I did not read anything new. There are no new thoughts. And this is Florio, you know? This is a guy who's on top of the stuff all the time. He knows. He's got sources. And everything's laid out there. Not from last month, not from two, not from three, from over 4 months ago. Wasn't it pretty obvious in the days? I'm talking like by December 10th, we had a pretty good idea of what happened. And then in the days following that, we actually got a look at the videotape. Did you have your mind made up on this, Beetle? Let's see, December 5th. I'll give you exactly 4 months ago. By December 15th, had you made your mind up on this as to what the intentions were, who was involved, and how bad it was?
I think that, no, I think that they should have investigated it, but it shouldn't have taken 4 months.
I knew after a week, though. My opinion was fully formed, and not to say that your opinion can't change, but nothing has changed my opinion in 4 months as to what happened on that day, who was doing it, why they were doing it, and what an acceptable discipline should be. Yeah, I think they should be disciplined. The Patriots have to be super careful about stuff like that. Yep, they deserve to get popped in some way, shape, or form. And I've got a list of scenarios in my head, ranging from draft picks to fines to whatever they could do. But to have it go over 4 months now, and it's still under review, by who? For
the
why?
The League Offices of Investigations.
What are you doing?
Let's get to headlines quickly. We've got Pete Dammel waiting on the other side. Stay tuned for that.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
That. Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
We'll get back to your calls in just a bit here on Zolak and Bertrand with Beadle and Hardy. Zoe, obviously, off the rest of the day. And we continue to send our condolences to him and his family. Let's welcome in from Yahoo Sports, Pete Dammel joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Hey, Pete, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Beadle and Hardy? How you guys doing, man?
We're doing excellent. Well. We want to get to your story, which is got a ton of information about college sports, but we also saw your tweet just a short time ago that Mike Pence, who was it that he spoke with, the NCAA?
So college sports are complicated, right? So the College Football Playoff Committee, which is essentially the commissioners, the Notre Dame AD, because they're not under anyone's umbrella, and a few college football playoff officials. I would like to tell you that there was some grand declaration like that came out of the Trump call with the commissioners and anything like that, but I've gotten three or four texts already that everything was pretty benign. So, yeah, I think the most notable thing about the call with the vice president was that there was a call with the vice president. They said he was very positive. So it's a good attitude to have. We should all be positive.
Pete, when let's be positive, do you find that people, ADs or people from the conferences, are they feeling positive right now about college football happening?
They feel positive about it happening at some point. And I would say this, guys, like, and I spent a lot of time in this space talking to everyone from health officials to all the power brokers in college football. If you think, September 4th, Boston College is going to host Syracuse on Friday night with 30,000 people in the stands, just like it was scheduled to happen, I think that's almost a little naive at this point to think that. Now, will there be college football? I think there's a hope. I think there are a lot of contingencies. I think we could see it. But seeing it in the conventional paradigm we're accustomed to right now, to me, seems like a bit of a reach. For there to be college football, there needs to be college. And all the trends right now are summer schools are being going online only, and we're going to hit the point, in the next probably month or so, where college presidents are going to have to make a decision whether or not to bring students back to campus. If they don't bring students back to campus, they can't bring college football players back to campus. Like, there needs to be college for college football. And I think that's at the very least an uncertainty right now when you look at the trend lines of summer schools being canceled and a lot of on-campus events, at some places already up to the month of August, not happening. it's, you know, it's obviously fluid. There are obviously, you know, I'm certainly hopeful, but I think it's more realistic to, and it's also hard to have college football without fans, because if there's a liability of gathering students on like a campus, there's going to be a liability of, if the things that would eliminate college football from happening almost eliminate college football from happening without fans, if that makes sense. There's no quarantine option here. Like, there's no cruise ship or put the players in Vegas, or, you know, the NHL North Dakota thing that's been kicked around. Those options are highly, highly unlikely to happen for college football.
Yeah, and Pete, we had talked about that too, with regard to other sports and professional sports being able to resume before college. And, you know, I wasn't fully on board with it, but the more I think about it, the idea of having players operate, even if it didn't mean they were quarantined in some, you know, undisclosed location and they were just playing a sport, the liability issue, if it's not safe for students, then it won't be safe for student athletes. At least with professional players, there's some degree of, oh, you're getting paid for this. You can sign a waiver. We can put you back to work if you want to work. It's not that easy when you're talking about student athletes. And even if they're there for their sport more so than the school, they still have the same rights and they're still going to be treated presumably with the same degree of carefulness with regard to a public health situation like this as regular students are. And that makes it even tougher for them to come back.
Yeah, college football is probably the most complicated sport on the landscape to return. Like, there's the most between the size of it. I mean, look, like, all the things we're not supposed to be doing right now need to happen for there to be college football. It's a contact sport. Well, we can't touch each other. You know, there's obviously a tremendous amount of travel just to get kids to the campuses. Well, we're not supposed to travel right now. And then you obviously have, you know, tens of thousands of people in these huge stadiums, and we're not supposed to gather right now. So, and then when you dial into the campus dynamics that's attached to it all, I really think we're a long way from getting that cleared. Now, that's certainly not my hope. I don't want to come off as like negative, but my job here is to be realistic and analyze the options. And the options look more limited for college football than any other sport.
So today on Yahoo Sports, Pete Thamel, who's with us here on Zolak and Bertrand, has a great story with quite a bit of information. Yesterday, when it was announced that the University of Cincinnati was cutting their men's soccer program, we mentioned it yesterday and thought to ourselves, I hope this isn't a sign of things to come across college sports. And Pete, your story today sort of indicates that the feeling within college sports is that this is going to allow other schools to make similar moves. And maybe you've got programs that start slashing sports left and right. And from what I gathered from reading your story today, the NCAA will allow it to happen. Is that fair to say?
What they're being petitioned to potentially allow it to happen, I guess, would probably be the better way to say it. Look, the college athletics funding model has always been upside down. Essentially, two sports, football and men's basketball, are the only consistent revenue producers. There are some outliers. I'm sure BC makes money off hockey and BU does and such. But, you know, for the most part, when you look at the landscape, there are two revenue sports. And on campuses, those two sports essentially have to fund 20 to even like, I think BC is 31 sports. So you're talking like two sports to fund 30 is just not a good way to thread the needle. Now there's other things, there's student fees, et cetera. But for the most part, all the onus is on those two sports. So you only got a third of your NCAA tournament money that you normally get as a league right now because of the cancellation of the tournament and the fact that the NCAA really just unforgivably didn't have the whole thing insured. So there's already a financial shortage. You know, the power schools are already looking at life without football and the finances. I mean, like the SEC Big Ten type schools get $40 million in TV money alone. Your Ohio States and Floridas are getting $50 million annually in ticket money. So these are just huge, huge gaps. But it all trickles down. And I think, and I made pretty clear in that article, guys, that nobody woke up and said, oh my God, we're in a financial crisis. We need to cut these sports. I think a lot of ADs had long, from a budgetary perspective, cutting sports is hard. It's really hard. It cuts to the soul. No AD wants to do it, right? But I do think that cutting sports from a budgetary perspective provides a good amount of relief in difficult times. And, you know, one AD said to me the old Winston Churchill quote, never waste a good crisis. And I do feel like that's going to become the attitude of these schools where the coronavirus crisis that we're in and the pandemic that we're suffering through becomes an excuse for athletic directors to do things that make sense budgetarily.
Pete, you already mentioned the start off your article today with the University of Cincinnati men's soccer program. The one that kind of fell under the radar was the Old Dominion wrestling program. But it's not just, you know, like one program, one for one, because if Title IX is still a thing, and I'm not up on, you know, all this, I guess I would assume that the University of Cincinnati now has to cut a women's program with an equal number of scholarships or multiple programs to make up for the scholarships that they're not going to be offering for men's soccer. Is that fair?
Not quite. Men's sports are going to be more susceptible than women's sports in through all this. And it's actually interesting, if you want to dive down the Title IX rabbit hole, the Office of Civil Rights, which is the one that, you know, is in charge of overseeing Title IX, has been slashed under the Trump administration. So there are some ADs that even said to me yesterday, like, you know, maybe people can go out of balance for a little while as they're going through this crisis in terms of having an equal number of men's and women's sports and not risk in the immediate future scrutiny from that. So, and I think that, and again, I'm not a Title IX expert, so I don't certainly want to speak out of turn here, but I think that, you know, you're required to have an equal amount, and most schools are going to err on the side of having more women's sports than men's.
All right, Pete Dammel of Yahoo Sports. Pete, in addition to this stuff, one last question. Are there any schools that will be at risk of canceling a major program like football?
You know, it's not in the power leagues, because there's too much money coming in. But I think when you go to smaller divisions, if football is a loss item and a significant loss item, I mean, you guys have seen it here over the decades with BU and Northeastern, right? More than a decade apart. When you start looking around that level, I do think, you know, there could be some of that. Florida State's not going to cancel football anytime soon. You know, there's too much of it there. But football is the most expensive sport to play. And I think if the idea had ever been planted in anyone's head, be it a president, et cetera, you know, I do think there's a chance you could see that at a lower level than, you know, the schools you're used to watching on TV.
Sure. And Pete, you mentioned just real quickly, you mentioned at the top about the commissioners and how the call with the president ended up being mostly benign. We talked about that too. Is anything going to get accomplished by having multiple commissioners, whether they are, you know, heads of NCAA programs or, you know, as is the case now with a bunch of professional leagues, these guys getting together? I think, you know, the best case scenario is that it ends up being just a bunch of guys floating around ideas. The worst case is that these guys are essentially in competition with each other to some degree, and helping someone else get back sooner may not be what's best for them. And it could actually end up being more hurtful than helpful.
Yeah, I think the best thing that anyone in sports has said on this, there's been a few good ones. Chip Kelly's been good on it. There's been a few other guys. But Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, parroted Dr. Fauci and said, this isn't our timeline. This is the virus's timeline. And the virus is going to dictate when we do things. And I do think it's going to be fairly obvious. Just like in retrospect, once Gobert got, tested positive, it was fairly obvious what the NBA needed to do. And I do think, like, the return is going to be messy. The exit was somewhat simple now that we look back at it. The return to work, the return to society, the return to normalcy, that is not going to be clean and easy, and sports is going to be part of that awkward integration back into normalcy.
Pete Dammel of Yahoo Sports on Twitter, at Pete Dammel. Make sure you go read his story today about the financial difficulties that colleges will be facing in the coming days and months. Pete, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, take care. Pete Dammel with us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. 617. What's that?
Feel better?
No. No. And Pete Dammel is really tapped in to a lot of people across the college sports landscape, tapped into a lot of people in sports in general. And I mean, I think he's giving you the real deal. I think there's a lot of people in positions of power that don't feel great right now.
Yeah.
But we'll see. It's messy. You know, he did say, though, college football is one of the hardest things to get back because there's just so many different people involved. And there's so many different schools and conferences. There's 130 FBS teams. 130 of them. Like, how can you get 130 people on the same page about anything?
Something that got mentioned here, you know, like a long time ago and elsewhere that he kind of ended with there is, you know, all these plans and all our hopes and dreams and everything that you can plan out, none of it matters. You know, you can have whatever timeline you want for returning to this. Your timeline doesn't matter. The virus's timeline is the only one that matters, and no one knows what that is.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to it. We off the air discovered something this morning that Hardy has never seen an episode of a particular television show.
Right.
And I don't know how you've avoided it. I don't know how you've never seen an episode of this show, but it brings up the topic. What shows haven't we seen? What other shows might it be shocking to say, oh, I've never seen that show ever?
Right. And we're not looking for suggestions for things to start watching either.
No.
Just it's interesting, you know, and I think it gives you a look inside someone's head, how they operate. How is that possible? But, I've got one. You must have one.
I think I've got a couple that I think were popular shows that I've never seen an episode of.
Okay.
Because I started thinking about this morning. And so we'll tell you what spurred the thought. We'll tell you what show it is that Hardy hasn't watched. I'll even offer up some of my own that may be considered shocking. I don't know. I think these are some popular shows that I've never seen. And we'll do that coming up at the just minutes from now. So don't go anywhere. We've got that to get to in the 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. With Beadle and Hardy, I'm with you. 617-779-0985. This morning on our conference call before the show, we referenced someone that we work with who really enjoys Law & Order. And I said, oh, it's funny you mention that, because I just saw that there is a new streaming service that launches today from Comcast, obviously a parent company of NBC Sports Boston. So a little bit of a tie-in here. There's a new streaming service that is launching called Peacock. If you have Xfinity service at home and you have the X1, just talk into your clicker and say Peacock, and you'll get this. It's available to subscribers of Xfinity, but it's a full-fledged streaming service that is launching. And it is included for free with X1 customers and Flex customers. So you can already get this. Free preview is starting today. And one of the items on there, as there's tons of content. They're actually going to start airing sporting events through it, too, for our sports fans, which we have many. NFL wildcard games are going to be in this app. There's Premier League games are going to be in the app. So it's going to have a lot of content. But they have a ton of content already ready to go from all the various shows over the years, including a staple for decades that is obviously Law & Order. And Hardy said he's never seen an episode of Law & Order. And I am like floored by this, because I said the way Zoe watches The Office, Zoe will sit down, and you talked about it too last week, that you'll watch it with commercials. You'll sit there and you'll watch The Office.
I will watch it, but I also have it on in the background as comfort food. Just The Office, you know, episode after episode. It doesn't matter what season it is. Doesn't matter, you know, whether I've seen the episode, you know, once or twice before or never.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Now, sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zolak and Bertrand.
We're sports show radio hosts
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
One o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. With Beadle and Hardy, I'm with you. 617-779-0985. This morning on our conference call before the show, we referenced someone that we work with who really enjoys Law and Order. And I said, oh, it's funny you mention that, because I just saw that there is a new streaming service that launches today from Comcast, obviously a parent company of NBC Sports Boston. So a little bit of a tie-in here. There's a new streaming service that is launching called Peacock. If you have Xfinity service at home and you have the X1, just talk into your clicker and say Peacock, and you'll get this. It's available to subscribers of Xfinity, but it's a full-fledged streaming service that is launching. And it is included for free with X1 customers and Flex customers. So you can already get this. Free preview is starting today. And one of the items on there, as there's tons of content. They're actually going to start airing sporting events through it, too, for our sports fans, which we have many. NFL wildcard games are going to be in this app. There's Premier League games are going to be in the app. So it's going to have a lot of content. But they have a ton of content already ready to go from all the various shows over the years, including a staple for decades that is obviously Law and Order. And Hardy said he's never seen an episode of Law and Order. And I am like floored by this, because I said the way Zoe watches The Office, Zoe will sit down, and you talked about it too last week, that you'll watch it with commercials. You'll sit there and you'll watch The Office.
I will watch it, but I also have it on in the background as comfort food. Just The Office, you know, episode after episode. It doesn't matter what season it is. Doesn't matter, you know, whether I've seen the episode, you know, once or twice before or never. Every once in a while, one will pop up that I've never seen. That's what I just have on in the background.
Right, but it could be an episode from 15 years ago.
Sure.
They'd be like, oh, yeah, sit down and watch this. That would be Law and Order for me sucks me in. That's it. You sit down, you start watching one, and all of a sudden you're like, where'd the last 4 hours go? Have I been sitting here watching Law and Order for 3.5 hours already? What is going on? Law and Order, I can watch episodes of Law and Order from 1993 and be like, yeah, I'm into this, man. Like it was a brand new episode. And so Law & Order is one of the shows on here. How have you never seen it, Hardy? For years, it was everywhere.
I mean, first of all, I wasn't in on the beginning. And I know that there are, what are there, like three different versions of it?
There's Law & Order. There's Law & Order SVU, which is still in production, I believe. They still have new episodes of that one. Right. Law & Order Criminal Intent, which I like. A lot of people don't like that one. It takes a special sort of Law & Order fan to enjoy the intricacies of that show.
That's the Vincent D'Onofrio one?
That is the Vincent D'Onofrio
one. That's the one that I liked out of all of them.
All right. Well, you know what? When I hear that you like that, you go up a little bit in my book there, Louthy.
I'm looking at them now. There are five different TV series. So SVU, Criminal Intent.
Yes.
Law & Order, Trial by Jury. Law & Order Los Angeles, and Law & Order True Crime. I have never seen I mean, anywhere close to a full episode of any of them because I wasn't in on the beginning. That was Jerry Orbach, one of the original Law & Order people?
Yes, okay. He was.
So I know enough to know that he's on there. And I'm not saying it's a bad show because I've never watched it. But
the thing is with Law & Order, Hardy, the episodes, yes, there are some storylines that do carry over episode to episode. But for the most part, you can watch individual episodes not knowing or having to care about any of those storylines.
That's fine. But I watched a couple of moments of early ones, and Jerry Orbach has some really pithy or punny or, you know, these, I don't know. I didn't like it. You know, the way it was scripted and the way he spoke, I just thought it was kind of lame, and I'm an NYPD blue guy. To me, that's the gold standard for cop shows, you know, especially the first couple seasons, season two, even after David Caruso and Jimmy Smits came on, and I even stuck with it through the Rick Schroeder years and a guy from Saved by the Bell, another show that I've never seen an episode of.
You've never seen Saved by the Bell?
No, and guys that I went to college with used to sit there and watch, like, you know, episode after episode after, and I just... If it's bad, I can't do it for long stretches, and I never watched an episode. But I didn't think it was that good. When I saw a few minutes of Law & Order, I thought it was a little on the cheesy side, and I didn't think it was anywhere near as good as NYPD Blue. So I just never watched it.
I've never watched it.
Well, what type of show is NYPD Blue versus
NYPD Blue is like a real, you know, show that focuses on the writing and the character development, and that's closer to what
it's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show. No, I'm not trying to say it's a bad show. I would say that NYPD Blue is a show you want to get into, like you would get into any other, you know, really good, well scripted, well written show. Whereas this is easy listening, my friend. That's what this is.
It's a cop show.
It's just like mindless cop show, but it's excellent, and I love it. I love Law & Order, and I didn't know there were five. I forgot about the L.A. one or the Trial by Jury. The main three are the original, SVU, and Criminal Intent, and all three of those are now in the same place. I am in on the Peacock app. I am peacocking all over the place now. I am in on this.
Well, because allow it me used to be the part of Zoe here for a second, even though he's taking the rest of the day off. Peacock.
Because this used to be on TV on like four different stations all day, every day. You tune in at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you could watch Law & Order on like six different stations at once. I don't really feel that's the case anymore. So you got to go digital is what I would say on this. But
I just don't care. I didn't know who the people were. I turned it on and Jerry, and nothing against Jerry Orbach. I mean, you're talking about, you know, the father in Dirty Dancing. We're talking about his turn as a baseball manager in Brewster's Millions. I mean, the man's was a national treasure. Nothing against him, but you know his lines on the show with what little I saw of it, I'm like, this is kind of lame.
Now I'm trying to figure out what shows I haven't seen that I think would qualify in this department.
Okay. So I've got those two. I have Law & Order and Saved by the Bell. I know a ton of people watched Saved by the Bell, and I never did.
So I have a show that I don't know what its ratings were, but I know that it was popular because I had a ton of friends that watched it, and I never did, and I've never seen an episode of it. And it was hugely popular for a time, and that is Sons of Anarchy. I've never seen it.
Oh, see, you're not alone in that. I've never watched Anarchy.
Was that not a massively popular show?
No.
Like
I don't
cult
think
following
so.
Type thing, right?
That was yeah, more but of a... I just happen to know a lot of people in that cult, man, because I've never seen it. I've never
and
watched it.
And that's not
it.
On the Law & Order Saved by the Bell stage.
No.
Though.
No.
I'm trying to find the Office I've never seen. That's on that stage. Like, and I don't care to see it.
Not a single episode?
Nope.
Okay. So that's an AMC show, Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
I'll give you what I think is an AMC show, one that I think trumps that I never watched.
Okay.
Any episode of any of the versions of The Walking Dead.
Never seen it. I've never seen that either. That's
well,
a good one.
Let me tell you something. You and I are in a – that is a much bigger pool of people who are going to say, you never watched – no, I never watched The Walking Dead. I never watched – and they've got, like, versions of it now, too, and it's like, oh, who cares? Zombies? It's like I'm not watching any TV series about vampires either. Haven't we done that enough by now? Not watching anything about zombies or vampires.
I've never seen Breaking Bad.
Ooh.
Why is that? Because it doesn't interest you or because you just haven't gotten to it yet?
Both.
Okay. I didn't start Breaking Bad until Better Call Saul started. And Marcy and I started watching Better Call Saul, and people said, you can't do that. You won't get all the reference. You know what? We did it just fine. We watched the entire first season of Better Call Saul, loved it. And then, while we were waiting for season two, started watching Breaking Bad. And as good as it was, I like Better Call Saul better, and you can watch them out of order, because guess what? Better Call Saul is a prequel anyway.
I'm one of those guys, too, who... If someone tells you, oh, you got to watch this, you got to watch this, I don't want to watch it more.
Well, that's just because you're a prick. I mean, that's just who you are.
Okay.
Which I love about you, but that's not like good reasoning. It's just who you are.
Okay. So I think you're bigger than Sons of Anarchy is The Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
I'm with you on that one. I've never watched that. Jim. Jim likes everything, so Jim has probably at least watched...
He's never seen The Office. How have you never seen The Office?
Nope, no Walking Dead, no Game of Thrones, none of that stuff.
Okay, well, what about The Office, Jim?
Yeah, no, I never got into it.
You never watched an episode? You never watched an episode of The Office?
It's so been on I'm in not the background for maybe a couple minutes at a time, but never... Nope.
I'm not a Game of Thrones person, but I've seen the show. I think I watched like three or four of the first season. So I can't count that. I've watched it. I've at least been exposed to it. I've tried it. I've seen full episodes of it.
I promised my buddy Dave, who and he also does some work around here in the neighborhood, as a means to, you know, keep him in my good graces. I've promised I would start watching Game of Thrones, and apparently he got Mike Flynn to start watching it too.
Okay,
and Mike Flynn watched it, so I do have it on my list of things to do to start watching Game of Thrones, but I'm not excited about it. I talk about things I don't care about. Oof.
Like, I'm looking at the, you know, I just Google most popular shows of the 2000s to see if I had at least seen an episode of them.
What do we got?
And just when you Google that, at the top of Google, you get Breaking Bad. Seen that. Love it. Mad Men. How do you feel about Mad Men?
I didn't watch it, but I've watched an episode or two. So I can't say that I don't know anything about it. I probably sat through one or two episodes.
I think I watched like two seasons of it, and it just doesn't go anywhere. Yeah. It's just a period piece that wants to, I don't know, romanticize about a time when women were treated horribly, I guess. It doesn't seem to really go anywhere.
I'm like, so out on John Hamm after he told that lie on David Letterman about catching Roger Clemens in college.
Right.
I can't watch anything with him now without thinking about him telling his jive-ass story about being a college baseball player and having his hand hurt from catching Roger Clemens when they were 3 years apart. By the time John Hamm was in college, Clemens had already won two Cy Youngs. Stupid story. It just soured me on anything he's done.
Yeah, no, hey, I understand that. There's just a authenticity that is not there for him that annoys you. Sopranos.
Yes.
Sopranos, of course. Multiple times all the way through. The Office, we've covered that. The Wire. Yep.
Yeah, and I didn't watch The Wire until another friend of mine, Brian, told me to watch that, and I did, and I watched it all the way through. I've seen every episode. It's very good. I don't count it among the best TV shows, like, of all time, but it's really good.
Arrested Development.
Never watched an episode.
I've seen it before. I am not a regular viewer of that.
Yep, no idea.
But I've seen it.
Couldn't tell
Parks
you
one
thing
Rec.
About it.
Here's one. I've never seen Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I watched an episode or two of that. It's a less funnier version of The Office.
30 Rock. I've seen maybe a couple minutes of it here and there.
Watch 30 Rock like 30 Rock. Yep.
Okay, you're in on that. The West Wing.
Never watched an episode.
I've seen it. I don't know if I've ever watched an episode start to finish.
No.
It's an Aaron Sorkin thing. You really got to like Aaron Sorkin to get in on that.
Okay. All right.
Friday Night Lights. I've never seen Friday Night Lights.
Nope. Not 1 second.
Lost?
Yeah, I watched the first season probably.
I watched that thing all the way to its disappointing end. It's probably the show that I'm most upset about ever having watched. Like, and there are people like, no, you just don't understand. I'm like, no, I do understand it. And see, I think it was sloppy, and I thought it was a messy ending.
It was like Westworld. Westworld had such an amazing premise. And I think it was maybe, I don't even know if I made it into the second season. It was either at the end of the first season or like a couple episodes into the second season, I said, I don't know what the hell's going on anymore, and I don't care. I don't care. Blow the whole place up and end the show that way with a nuclear bomb. That I'd be just fine with that.
All right, 617-779-0985. There's a bunch more on this list that we'll now go through and get your thoughts on it. I want to hear the most shocking show that someone has never watched before.
Yeah.
We don't want your suggestions. We just want to know what you haven't seen.
People are going to, and Beetle, this is one of those topics where people are going to start texting us personally.
Yeah, I know
people
they are
listening to the show right now. So
yep,
we can see, I got a couple right now. Good.
We'll get to all this on the way here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.